It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we didn't get any snow down here. They got a little bit up in the mountains. We're going to talk about that. Going to talk about how avalanche conditions are up there. And just kind of talk about the fact that anybody, you guys can go out and have all the fun you want. Just be careful and be safe when you're headed out into the backcountry and the high country. Brett, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's nice to see a little dust in the snow.
Every little bit helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the fact you were saying that we did get a little snow up there, maybe about an inch up in the mountains again.
Yeah, and maybe a bit more in some favored locations, and we'll see a little bit trickle in into the weekend. And it might add up to a few inches of new snow, maybe enough to kind of refresh conditions so folks can enjoy that snow. The conditions a little bit better than they have been, let's put it that way. It's been really pretty variable up there. But this snow is not going to change the avalanche conditions a lot at this time. Let's put it that way, Dave.
And, you know, we talked about that before as well with the fact that right now, if you're headed out into the backcountry or the high country, the best thing you can do is really pay attention to the weather forecast. Because you were saying before we came on the air, there's not a real high avalanche danger right now. But if we get one good snowstorm, that could all change.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So what I've been trying to explain to people is that think of our snowpack as a house that we're going to build. And we've got the foundation, but it's a weak foundation. It wasn't put together well. It's not structurally sound. So when we start to add more weight on top of this weak base, we're going to have problems. So, like you said, keeping an eye on the weather, check the daily avalanche forecast at the Utah Avalanche Center website. That'll arm you with some information prior to going up into the mountains, so you know what to expect when you get up there. Now, like I say, it's currently not all that dangerous right now. We've had generally low avalanche conditions through most of December, but we're anticipating things to get dangerous down the road. So folks just need to be aware of that, and then, like you say, check the weather. Check that Utah avalanche forecast to look for when those storms are coming and when the avalanche danger is going to be increasing, and then act accordingly when you get out in the backcountry.
Because that's the one thing that we always talk about. We don't want to discourage anyone from going out and having fun and being, as long as you're doing it in a safe manner. And there are certain things that you need to do. You brought up one already. One of the first things you probably need to do before you're planning on heading out is checking out the website there for the Utah Avalanche Center. And what's that web address?
It's utahavalanchecenter.org. And then folks just search for Skyline on there and you'll find the forecast. And, you know, probably the most simple way for folks to stay safe out in the backcountry, even if it's really dangerous conditions, just stay on the low-angle slopes and don't be underneath steep slopes. That's the easiest way to stay safe out there. That's how I stay safe when I go out and assess these conditions. You know, I get out there 5 days a week or so, regardless of what the avalanche danger is, and when it's dangerous, I just stick to lower angle slopes and make sure there's nothing steep above me. And then you can recreate and travel around out there and be safe and have no concern about an avalanche coming down and catching you.
And that, once again, is the most important thing. That and making sure you have the right tools to be out and about. And a lot of those things we talk about all the time, you know, the probes, the beacons, all that stuff. And you can find those really at almost any sporting goods store, can't you?
Yeah, this stuff is pretty readily available, and if you are regularly getting into avalanche terrain, that's, you know, steeper slopes, anything that's above 30 degrees in steepness, that's avalanche terrain. If you're traveling around in that, everyone in your group should have all that that rescue equipment in case there is an avalanche, and it's really your only bet, good bet to get recovered if you are buried in an avalanche.
So there's all of that information. It's out there. And as we were saying, the most important thing, though, is check the Utah Avalanche Center website and check your weather if you're heading out into the backcountry. That's probably the two most important things that you can do because, yes, right now, as you said, we're safe out there, right?
Yeah. So kind of the bottom line is we've got safe avalanche conditions. Small storms that are moving through into the weekend they're not going to affect the avalanche conditions all that much. But if we do get a good load of snow, it's going to get dangerous. And that's when folks really they need to be paying attention for that. Be aware that it's dangerous up there when the time comes.
All right. Once again, Brett, as always, thank you so much for keeping everybody informed and letting us know what's going on up there on the skyline. And we'll talk to you again next week, okay? Hopefully we'll be talking about snow.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like we will be, so that'll be great.
All right. Thank you, sir. Once again, appreciate the time.
You bet.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.